Okay, so we're continuing in the Rashba on Ketzad Mevorchen, the first one in Lamed Hayom Beis in Brachos, Nun Dalad in the Rashba. He says, Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Kol hanenem en olam hazeh b'lo bracha, ki'ilu gozel ha-kodesh baruch hu u'kineses Yisrael. So whoever gets an enjoyment from this world without making a bracha, it's like he robbed Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Shnemar gozel aviv v'imo v'omrein pesha chaver hu l'ish mashchus. If someone steals from his father and his mother and he says there is no sin, he's a friend to a destructive man. Vein aviv el Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shnemar halu hu avicha konecha. Vein imo el Knesset Yisrael. My chavar hu l'ish mashchus. So what does it mean? He's a chavar to a man of destruction. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, chavar hu l'yeravim ben nevat. Shehishchis es Yisrael la'avihem sheba shamayim. Okay. So how does it go again? Just in terms of the pshat again, how does it work? The funny thing is that the pasuk doesn't really prove what he's saying. No, I mean he's saying if you're nenem in olam hazeh without a bracha, it's like you're gozel hakadosh baruch hu and kenes yisrael, right? And it's like you're gozel hakadosh baruch hu and kenes yisrael. But what does the pasuk say? The pasuk just says, "Gozel ova v'imo v'omrein in pesha chaver hu l'ish mashchus." So v'ein ova l'kodesh baruch hu, good. V'ein imo l'kodesh yisrael, fine. But what does that do with someone who was a nana without a bracha?
Right. She's telling you about somebody we already know is a gozel.
Right. Telling you, the pasuk just telling you there is a phenomenon of gozel ova v'imo, and that's a chaver l'ish mashchus. But how is that related to what does that do with the bracha? Right. And who's the Ish Mashkes? Yeravim ben Nevat. Okay, so let's see what he has to say over here. I don't know if he answers that question directly, but I'll have to see if we can figure it out. He says, Yesh b'zeh sod nistar, v'hu sod ha-brachos. So this drasha contains a hidden sod. I guess that's redundant. And that's the sod of brachos. V'niglehu. So here he's going to reveal it. Shamavorech ala peros al achas mehanoos ha'olam kvar hiskim bedaito shehu yisborach asher mevorecho al hanoosav hu amashgiach v'hu amanig es hakol v'hu sibas hakol. Yeah. So what does he say? He says, if someone makes a bracha on peros or on any other enjoyment in the world, he's masking with his das. Now he's agreeing with his das that God, hu yisborach, who he is giving the bracha to, right, or shehu mevorech oso, on this pleasure. The whole content, the whole idea of a bracha is that you're recognizing that that Hashem, who you're addressing the bracha to, with regard to this hanah, is the mashgiach and the manig al es hakol. He's guiding and controlling everything. V'hu sibas hakol. And really, what he means to say here, he's the cause of everything. Shaf al pisha galgolam b'sivosom v'aretz b'teva matzmichim u'megadlim. Even though we know that there's a certain course of nature, whatever his course of nature is, a little different than our course of nature, but there's a course of nature, and there are immediate causes to the fruits and the hanos that we're getting. Ein kocham mitzidam. Rak mitzad ha shefa ha nishba aleya min hasiba harishona. or her Elyona. Hamashgiach bechol. Bakol. Baruch Hu. Hamashgiach bechol Baruch Hu. So it's like a shame of Hashem he's trying to say over here.
Right.
I guess so. Or in the other, he has another version of here. Ki kol ha-mavorech ha-mashanana hu me'ed al ha-ashgacha. Same idea. Shehu yisa le-himtzi mazon le-shvelim k'dei she-yichyu. All right, a little different. But anyway, but the point is what? That when you're a mevorech, you're recognizing, you're expressing an idea that you're recognizing, and that is that although there's an immediate cause to what I'm enjoying now, you recognize that there is a first cause. You recognize that there that from the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, that's really where all these things are coming from. You recognize the ultimate source of the Hana. He says, "Hefach Maima Ha'omrim." Yeah, it's an interesting pasuk of him. Yeah, so he quotes a pasuk in Hosea Beis, that the Navi is criticizing Klal Yisrael. So he says, "Kizansa imam hovisha horosam." Okay, ki omra elcha achare me'ahavai. I'll go after the ones that I love. Nosne lachmi umemai, samri upishti shamni vishikuyai. So he's saying he's going to go after the ones who give him his bread and his water, right, and his clothing, the materials for his clothing, the oil, okay, his drinks. So he says, "Shehayu nosnim kol hasibos legalgolam apolim laaretz betivam uleruchniim sheim nefesh lem v'sholim hakol mimenu yisparach." So he says this pasuk is describing an attitude of Klal Yisrael that they were attributing their good to the immediate causes. And that's what he means. Say it says, "Alkein nikra misha." Yeah, and they would remove it. They would remove the cause from God. So in other words, this is a big theme in a lot of the things we were doing in the Rosh. But he comes back to this idea that especially the primitive, they would look at the they would relate to more of the immediate causes, and really the derech of Torah is to teach you that there's the ultimate cause, and that's the one that we should really recognize that God is the one who's really providing us with the sustenance. The foolish person doesn't recognize the ultimate cause. He focuses more on the immediate causes. As a Ron like that, Drushus Aran, he talks about that also. That the more knowledge you have, the more understanding you have, the more you realize that there's a deeper cause to things. And a person who is less, who doesn't recognize that will relate to the immediate cause. It's like a marshal of a guy is being beaten in jail by his guard. So. He might beg the guard, but a smarter guy is going to go to the warden, and the smarter guy is going to go to the governor. He recognizes that, of course, says nobody's dumb enough to argue with the stick. that's the thing that's immediately hurting him. You recognize that there's the implement, and then there's the cause. And in terms of Shevach, we have to recognize that this that we're enjoying now is really an instance of the Chesed Hashem that's implanted in the in nature. So he says, someone who fails to do that, what are they really doing? They're really attributing the cause to something more immediate.
Thank the grocer, basically. He knows how to pick good fruit.
That's right. He says that's why he's called Al kein nikra misha eino mevorech gozel aviv. That's why he's called someone who steals from his father. Sheha'av remez lesibo harishona. Kimo sheha'av Siba Lebein. So in the Moshul, saying he's using the saying the term Av by God, because that's a term that that implies cause. Like the father is the cause of the child. So he's saying, what do you mean you're Gozel Aviv? You're removing the recognition of the cause. You know what I mean? You're Gozel Aviv. Because you're attributing the good to the immediate and not to the ultimate cause. V'gozel oso v'sholel mimenu ha'ashkocha v'ha'hanhoga mimaisei atachtonim. It's like you're removing from your recognition of God, you're removing from God, so to speak, the idea that he's the mashgiach and the manig on the lower world. Umisha noheg kain is gorem l'minias hatovos min ha'uma. He says, so that's Gozel Aviv. That's Gozel Aviv. What does it mean, v'knesses Yisrael? He says, and one who does that causes a withholding of the good from the Ummah. Like the Navi says, the same continuing in the Navi over there, Lenosne Hakochos Leruchniyam, that they would give the cause, they would attribute the cause to the to what they could they perceived as these lower you know, these intermediary agents of the crops. It says Lochain Oshu Velakhti Digoni Biito Visiroshi Bemoado Mida Kenegan Mida. So the Navi over there says, since you are attributing the good to these lower causes, that's what it says, Lochain Oshu Velakhti Digoni Biito. I'm gonna withhold, I'm gonna take back my the wheat. Vitirosha Vitiroshi Bemoado. So this is Mida Kenegan Mida. If the Jews don't recognize the real source of their sustenance, then mida keneged mida is that they're not zocha to that sustenance at all. He says, mi she'eino makir betovaso betovas hametiv, one who doesn't recognize the good of the one who is mativ, ro'oi she'yimna mimenu hametiv es tovaso, it's proper that the mativ should withhold from him the good. It's proper that the mate should withhold from him the good. V'nimtza, he says, mashches umoso. Then it turns out that he's destroying the nation. Ki'inyin shehishches yirovam tovoson sheyisrael bashchiso osam la'avim shebashamayim asher kotzatz b'netios. Now, he's learning that what's the idea with Yerovam? That because he misled them in terms of the Ikari Ados, he removed from them the good. Let's just finish that and we'll come back to discuss a little more. He says, V'afo pi shehanene ve'eno mevorech eno ele yochid. That's the problem. How's one guy gonna do this? Right? What?
That's the problem.
I mean, that's the difficulty over here. How are you gonna say that one guy is gonna not make a bracha? Is going to destroy Klal Yisrael like Yerovam? And you mean Yerovam was a powerful man who had influence over thousands of people. He was Machti as Yerovam. He says, "Hu mashkes asa umo levado umoneya hatov mehem." It's possible for one person to be the cause of the destruction to the Klal. Shekvor yodata ma morom zal. You already know what the Chazal say. She'adam nidon achar rubo. The man is judged by the majority of his actions. V'ha'olam nidon achar rubo. And so is the world. U'mikan amru kol ha'osa mitzvah achas yisera zichuyosov ashrav shehichriya atzva v'sa'olam kulo l'chavschus. So he's taking it in the sense of what the potential is. Potentially, it's possible that one person could be machria the whole world by engaging in a chait.
Well, just by not making a bracha here, though.
Just by not making a bracha.
By eating without a bracha.
By eating without a bracha. Because eating without a bracha, he's saying, is expressing an idea of distorting the reality, and really it's like attributing the good from God to another. That's really like an avodah zarah. I mean, that's really like avodah zarah. I mean,
you can say the same thing about all the time.
I know, that's the funny thing, right? See, Rashi doesn't like that pshat. Rashi says. Knesset Yisrael, that's the same shot. He says, because when they sin, they don't get the peros. The peros are removed. He says, like your Ravam, the fisha who makel, roim ha'acherim ul ha'meidin mimenu lasos kein, lehanos min ha'olam below bracha. He wants to say a different shot. That it's going to influence other people to do the same. And that's why it's like Yerubim ben Nevat, because he was shechota umacht vehichti es Yisrael. Kahu chote umachti. Rashi's learning different. Rashi's learning for some reason over here, he's saying that this type of behavior is catchy. Catches on. Someone sees you do this, they themselves will be makel as well. I mean, so why, but he's not learning that way. The Rashba is not learning that way. He's learning that the Yerubim ben Nevat was not in terms of chote umachti. He's learning him in terms of having a certain impact, because he was kotzeitz benetios. That means he went against the ikarim, and then he has to sort of work it out. How is this one guy going to do that? It's possible. If everything's lined up and we're perfectly on the balance. Yeah. Okay, but anyway, let's go back first to the original question that was bothering us. Why is this pasuk represent this idea? How does he get this out of this? How is he saying... How is Rav Chanina bar Papa saying, "Kol anenim elam azeh below bracha"? It's like he goes like Kosh Bracha Yisrael. I mean, so he found the pasuk that says, "Goes alav aviimo, v'omrein pesha chaver ulish mashkes." How is that? How does he see from that pasuk that's referring to bracha? Ein ova vela Kosh Bracha, v'ein imo elaknas Yisrael. Yeah. And then Ish Mashchis seems like a second, like an afterthought, no? Because that's not part of his original statement. It's another statement. He says, "My chover who Ish Mashchis." As he says, he's like a chover to Yerubim ben Nevat. Yeah. So obviously, because the difficulty is, how do you steal from God? That's the problem. What does it mean to be Gozel, to be Gozel from God? Right? So he's learning, how is it possible? What does it mean? What is the Maisa that's Gozel Me'akarish Baruch Hu and Gozel from Knesset Yisrael? What one Maisa is possibly, could you possibly relate Gezel to God and Kav Yochel and Klal Yisrael, right? So that was the novelty of his of his idea here, that what does it mean to be Gozel Me'Karsh Baruch Hu and from Knesset Yisrael? He's really based on an idea that the Chinuch mentions it many times, and it's really a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I mean, the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, it says, why do we bring the Omer on Pesach? And why do we bring Mayim on Sukkos, right? And Peros on Shavuos, or the Karbanos of the Shtei Halechem, right? So the Gemara says that, let me get that right. It's on the Mishnah of Arba Prakam Olam Nidon, the Pesach HaLatvua, B'atzeres al peiras ha'ilon, Rosh Hashanah, kol voy olam, overflow of kidney marom. Okay, b'chag nidon ha'mayim. So it's very interesting, braisa. It says like this. Omar Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Mipnei ma omra Torah heviu ha'omer ba'pesach? Why did God say, why does the Torah say, bring a korban omer on Pesach? Okay, listen to the logic over here. Mipnei sheha Pesach zman tevuahu. So Pesach is the zman of tevuah. What does it mean? It's the zman of tevuah. So Rashi explains, it's the zman of the din, right? Zman sheha tevuah nidonis bo. Right, so the Mishnah says. For Prakim, the world is judged. So on Pesach, where there's a din on Tevuah. So why does the Torah say bring the Korban Omer on Pesach? It says because on Pesach is the Zman of the din of Tevuah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hevi'u Lefonai Omer BaPesach, bring me a Korban Omer, which comes from Tevuah. In order that you should have a bracha in the Tevuah Shebesodos. And the same thing with all of them. Shtei Alechem is Atzeres is the Zman of the Peiros Elon, meaning the Din of Peiros Elon. And Shvuah and Sukkos is the Zman of the Din of Mayim. So what's the idea? And the Chinuch goes through it also more explicitly. That there's an idea that when there's a din of tevuah, for instance, so what is the zuchus for a din, for a good din l'tevuah? It's what this Rash was explaining, that when a person recognizes that although he plants and he does his work in the field, ultimately all of it comes from the system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for our benefit. And when he brings, and that recognition of relating to the tevuah as an expression of the hashgacha of the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that puts you into the right. That's like putting you into the right. That's the correct idea, the correct way to relate to it. That relationship, that proper attitude, is itself the zechus for a bracha in the tevuah. So what institution do we have that really expresses an idea of showing shevach from from what we have? That's karban. So at the zman of the din on tevuah, we take a karban from tevuah. We take the karban of the omer. And that avoda really expresses the idea that we recognize that ultimately it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's saying that's really the mitzvah of the Omer. It's really emblematic of the whole system of Torah, I think, that the mitzvahs really are given to us to benefit us. How do they? What does it mean? It's given to us for us to be able to express certain ideas properly, which puts us in reality, and makes us worthy of a din latova. So that's the system over here. We have these at the times that the world is judged on tvua, peros, and mayim. I will leave Rosh Hashanah out for a minute. For now, we're given a mitzvah that helps us to concentrate our minds on the importance of the thing and where its ultimate source, and that's like what he's saying over here, that when you have the proper idea of the tovas hametiv, then it's roi that you should have that tov, and this Gemara is expressing the opposite, that when a person is not makir betovas hametiv, it's roi sheyimna mimenu hametiv es tovaso. It's proper that God should withhold the good from a person who doesn't recognize the true source of that good. So that's how he's understanding. He's understanding. This is the drasha, the Rav Chanina. He's understanding that what is the zechus for Bnei Yisrael to really have what they have? It's the proper recognition of where it comes from. So what Maisa could be a gezel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Klal Yisrael simultaneously? The removal of the proper idea from God, that's like a gezel from God. And that proper idea really is what's responsible for us continuing to have the good that that God gives us. So that one Maisa of not saying a bracha simultaneously is Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Because it's Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'maisa, because it's removing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the proper recognition that a person should have of him as the source and the cause. And that very recognition is what is the zechus that we have to continue in receiving the good. Or at least you could say the denial of that is roy to bring in a withholding of that good. So that's how he darshan, that's how he understood that, although the pasuk doesn't say what it's talking about, but since Aviv in the drush is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Emo is referring to Knesset Yisrael, his idea was, what maisa is there, what one action is there that is a gezel to both? So that's withholding a bracha. That's being a neheneh, meaning you're relating to it as a good, but you're not recognizing the source of that good. That's a neheneh me'ol zebulo bracha. Okay? Yeah. And then he wants to say that, to bring it home, I guess he's saying, you shouldn't think it's a minimal thing. You shouldn't think like there's a certain attitude like in the Shevach, it's good. You know, sometimes you say it's good to do something, but not doing it is not necessarily a bad, right? Right? It's like, just because something is a good to do it doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong if you don't do it, right? So he's trying to express the idea that don't think that making a bracha is a good thing and not making a bracha, okay, you lost out on the good thing. He's saying it's not just you lost out on a good thing. And Rashi seems to be learning in that way too. That it's the type of thing that a person maybe relates to as, okay, it's good to do, but if you don't do it, it's not so terrible. So that's what Rashi says. Someone sees someone else doing it, it's sort of like the behaviors that you pick up because you don't feel someone breaks the ice, then you know it doesn't have like a stigma, an intrinsic feeling of like an evil. You know, all right, you go along. It's your malamed zchus, your mora hetzel atzmo. But he's saying over here, no, it's not true, because if you're a nener, and that's what the navi is expressing, you're a nener, you automatically feel a certain gratitude. You feel a certain, it's a hana, you enjoy it. And if you're not directing your ideas to the source, it's going to ultimately, you're going to have an attachment to something, and it's going to be that you're attributing the good to something other than Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. Yeah. No, because over here, it's not really talking about there's no mitzvah midaraisu. I mean, all right, it's a good question. Is he talking about bracha rishon or is he talking about bracha achrona? Yeah, I want to get into that a little bit, actually. But what's your question, Shlomo? I mean, you could say me'ila. You could say maybe he means nene from kachim.
That's the
Gemara before it. That's the Gemara before it, right? I mean, how do you know it's a nene? It's how you know it's a nene without a bracha. Maybe it's what? But I'm saying, it's in terms of the idea, it's the same idea.
Right. If it's the same idea, then why is this
interesting? He's just giving it. He's just giving it a bigger application.
But you're paying double tax then, if it really is the same idea, right?
It doesn't cost you anything to make a bracha. It's like my mother says, it doesn't cost you anything to be nice. Yeah, that's it. It doesn't cost you anything. Smile.
Just smile at your food.
Just smile.
You almost say though, just make a, if you have a bracha, if you have a nana, if you,
yeah,
you don't make a bracha.
Now it is interesting. Once we were over here on the topic of bracha, and the next drasha also goes into bracha more in detail. There's a very interesting the Sefer Achinach has a very long explanation on bracha, and it's interesting. It's worthwhile over here to stop and take a look at it now that we're on the topic. He has it on the bracha of Birkas Hamazon, because that is certainly a bracha midaraisa, right? Birkas HaTorah is another one, but it's interesting. It's interesting that the Gemara talks about how terrible it is to have a hanah without a bracha, and that's referring to bracha rishonim. Those drushes are there, bracha rishonim. But midaraisa, there's no chiyuv like that. I mean, there's no form, there's no tzura of bracha midaraisa and the bracha rishonim. The only bracha you have for the food midaraisa is the bracha achrona, right? Yeah. So the chinuch in Ekev, it's mitzvah taf lamed. He has an interesting thought. That's funny. Someone asked me this a couple weeks ago also. How come the Torah has a bracha on food after? And the Rabbanan said before too. So, I mean, it's two questions. Why is after seems to be more primary? And if the Torah only required it on after, what is the Rabbanan of coming and saying before to him? Why didn't the Torah have it before? Good question. So he has an interesting thing. He said, listen to this. He said like this. Nimsa inyan habrochos kenu shechiyuv mitzvas haTorah eino rak levorich achar hamazon lo lefonav midoraisa. There's no chiyuv to enunciate a bracha beforehand, only after. Ubedivrei achronim. Okay, there's machlokas if it's only on bread or shivaminim. But va'inyin hazeh shechivanu hakel bracha b'kriyas haTorah lefonav ubimazon la'acharav. So now he has a question. He says there are two brachas midaraisa, according to most, right? Two brachas midaraisa. One is on food and one is on Torah. So why is it the bracha on the food is dafka after the food, and the bracha on the Torah is before the Torah?
Okay. Is the bracha on the Torah considered berachas nanim though?
No.
That's a difference.
That's a difference. Okay. She'ainin hazeh shechivanu akel bracha b'kriyas haTorah lefoneha ubimozon la'achareha min adome. He's not sure, but min adome she'atam lefi shehu baruch hu lo yishal min hachomer. Leovdo ulahodos bituvo rak achashi kavil pros mimenu. It's a funny kind of an explanation. He says, God doesn't demand of the substance to worship and to recognize his goodness until he gets something from it. Meaning the substance. Ki mechelek ha behemi lo sakir bitova rak achar ha hergash. The physical element of man doesn't appreciate a goodness until it experiences it.
So you have the hana after you eat something, not
that's
before.
That's right.
The purpose of Torah is before and after.
No, that's when we lame, but
okay.
He means in the morning when you make a bracha. Aval kriyas haTorah shehu chelek haSeichel veHaSeichel yodeya umakir veKodem kabolas haToelas yovin oso. But Torah is for the mind. Torah is an enjoyment and something that's intellectually an intellectual activity. So it's the seichel that the Torah is given for. So the seichel is a yodei and a makir. The seichel knows and appreciates before it experiences what it is that it has. And even before it gets the toelas, even before the benefit, it understands it. Al kein yichayvenu haker lehodos lefonav kodem kriyas haTorah umoda la'emes yimtza tam bedivorei. All right, he's
It's
challenging you. If you're an honest person, he says you'll agree with me.
You
don't agree with him, yeah.
Then you have to. Torah is also.
I can't help a person who's corrupting his mind. But if what does he mean that God doesn't ask the Chomer to worship him and to recognize his goodness until it gets its peace? Because the Chelek HaBehemi is not makir good until it gets it. But the Seichel is giving the bracha.
It's not
an animal bracha. It's a seichel bracha. I mean,
yeah, but it's on the good from Behemoth.
It's on the good that the chomer experienced.
Yeah,
yeah, it's true. I mean, the way he's trying to present it is that they're the same. In theory, they're the same. What's the theory? You give the shevach and hodah at the first instance where you appreciate it. That's the way he's presenting it, right? In other words, they have the same din, you might say, right? Like we were discussing the other day. They have the same din, right? Like a yad and chatzir. They have the same din, but they have different expressions. So what's the din? The din is, when is it proper to give the shevach? When its value is realized. So if it's the value of Torah, you don't need, you understand, as long as you understand what it is, so then you are appreciating its value, right? So beforehand you appreciate its value. In other words, you shouldn't engage in the thing without recognizing, without giving a shevach. When you engage in something, you have to give a shevach at the, what's the matter, Ken? When you engage in something, after the guy left, right? When you engage, you're still babbling. When you're engaged in something, you have to give a shevach at the first instance that you realize its goodness. So you're saying, buy the food. When do you? That's a goodness to the goof. So the goof knows it had a good when it had a good. It's very empirical. Show me the good. Had the good? Okay. Now I believe you had the good. Now it has to give a shevach. But when you're about to learn Torah, so the seichel, that's a good for the seichel. The seichel appreciates the good, right? Even before it gets it. I'm just saying how he's saying it.
I can give you an example why, even with food.
All in your eyes.
Okay, we have a lot of good ideas going around here. A lot of good ideas. I mean, David is saying, they're all true. If you're a modal MS, you'll see they're all true. But is that what he's saying? I'm not sure. So let's just go over quickly. So David is saying that I like the idea that Birkas HaMazon is really an idea that if a person were to eat and not make a bracha, it would lead to shikha, right? Like the next pasuk. So you engage the physical, you get enjoyment from your goof, and that already has an emotional impact on you, and you start attaching your pleasures to sources, and if you don't think about the source now, it's going to lead to a feeling of self-sufficiency or whatever it is, right? That's the next pasuk, Yishar Melecha. And Ken is saying, it's an idea that you have an opportunity to convert the physical into a recognition of God, right? Yeah, that's only after you have it. Yeah, but what's interesting is how he says, the way he says is lo yishal min achomer l'ovdo l'hodos b'tuvo rak acha sheikabu pros mimenu. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're both right. I think the way he's expressing it, though, is he's saying that the idea of bracha is to express the shevach and hodah on the full measure of the thing, at the first instance that it's possible. So buy something like Torah so the seichel recognizes its goodness, and it's an intellectual experience, and it's the seichel that is going to engage in it, and the seichel is going to get the benefit from it, and there's no lacking in the seichel doesn't need to experience something, It's not different before or after. It experiences it, if it knows its greatness, it's roi to give a shevach on it right away. But the shevach on the hanoas haguf, he's saying that you don't fully until you're fully in the actual experience of the hanoas haguf, you're not roi. You're lacking in your shevach. You're lacking in the shevach because it's a shevach that stems from the experience itself, not the knowing. I mean, for the seichel, the Torah is given for the seichel to improve, and the seichel knows the value of something, and it's roi to give a shevach on that right away. But there's a certain shevach we have just on the fact that we have an experience too of enjoyment and hanoah. It's like my father says, you know, we don't just you know, part of the chesed is that you know, the Chazal say part of the chesed is that we don't just eat to in a way that just sustains ourselves. So there also is a certain enjoyment in it. There's an enjoyment in it too. So all those facets of it are really, he's saying, until the experience is realized, then those elements of it are not actual. And only when all the elements are there is it roi to give a perfect shevach. It wouldn't be a perfect shevach until the guf was actually in the benefit of the good itself.
But why not? Because the bracha comes from the seichel.
But the bracha is from the seichel, but
based
on the experience. It's on the experience. It's not on the value. If it was just on sustenance, for instance, the fact that we have food and we can live, that's something the seichel recognizes.
Yeah.
But it's not just that. There are all manners of enjoyment that are involved. And that's actually part of what the shevach should relate to, not just that we have, you know, sustenance, food pellets or something that's just going to keep us alive, but there's actually an enjoyment and a hanoah, and that's part of the shevach that we should recognize. That part of the shevach is something that's what he means. Like the guf can't give. There is an experience of the guf. The guf is the experience of the guf is really part of what the whole shevach is part of the shevach itself. So that's not something that can be done beforehand. But that's related to the actual enjoyment. And if you wouldn't do that, that would be a real kafoy tov. I mean, to get the enjoyment and not relate back to shevach to the source. But Chazal, but Rishona is different. Rishona is like you guys saying, that's beforehand. So what is beforehand then? It's interesting. The Kuzari has a funny thing on Bracha Rishona. Ever see it? He says Bracha Rishona gives you more pleasure. So if you make bracha, so you have more pleasure. But he means it in two ways. He says first of all, because when you anticipate a pleasure, it's better. But also, because when you make the bracha, it's putting you in the right framework. This is what you were saying before about learning. It puts you in the right framework, and it now allows your achila to partake of the achila from the very beginning in a certain. A certain act of with a philosophical reality behind it, not just like the Torah just says you could eat it if you eat it and you have an enjoyment, even a behema enjoyment. Now the seichel has to recognize it and react to the experience of the guf, and like you guys are saying, direct that reality towards God.
Mm-hmm.
But the Rishona is really saying the Bracha Rishona is saying even more. You should change the very character of the act. It's not enough. Midaraisa, if you did midaraisa, like giving you the basic. It, you know, the level that if you didn't do this, it would be actually, you know, to complete distortion. That if you actually had the pleasure and then didn't recognize it after you got it, then it would just be completely like a behemoth. Right?
Why can't you just
But the Rishona is saying, even going even further, you should recognize initially that and not have even an achilas behema. It should be an achila of a ben das, where he's recognizing from the beginning, and he's realizing what food is really for. And he says, once you understand where it's from and what it's for, then you engage in a different kind of an achila. Torah is saying that if you were to engage in achila and not, and then be like involved in the behema, in the nefesh behema, and then not redeem it with a bracha, that would be a path of destruction. But the bracha Rishona is saying you have an opportunity to eat it in a proper way and anticipate it, and that's what he means, anticipate it and define it and put it into a proper framework before you engage in it. That's a higher level. That's a higher level that the Torah itself didn't demand. The Torah only demanded that if you engage in something and you're benefiting from it, you have to recognize where it's coming from. But Rishona is adding. So that's the interesting thing. The Torah really is just giving you, in the Torah itself, it's giving you the idea that...
The construct, basically.
Right. It's giving you the idea without which you would be completely engaged in the echila to it in an animalistic way. But the Chazal are formulating that you should use achila as a way to, you should engage achila in a mindful way from the beginning. Torah is telling you don't get caught in an animalistic thing and then continue in it. No, if you started in achila, which is an animalistic process of an animal, you have to redeem it. You have to recognize it. Your seichel has to convert it, like you guys are saying. Rishona is saying more. Yeah, it's very interesting, Kuzari. Take a look at that. The Torah is not saying you should involve in it animalistically, but it's saying, but the bracha itself is formulated on the hanah of the guf alone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't demand a preparation for the engaging in it. It's saying that there's a bracha on the hanah saguf that should come after, because that's on the experience of the hana. But the Rabbanim are saying, don't, that they're enhancing and really bringing out the fuller idea in a formula of saying that shows you really you should take from this a deeper idea that the whole experience of the guf is really subjugated to the das to begin with. And it's not like we're living two separate lives of pleasures of the body and then we go to shul and we give a sheva. You know, everything should be subjugated under the das. So the Torah is expressing it from the element of how you give a shevach on the guf. It should come afterwards. But the idea is that expresses a deeper idea that the guf is really just a tool for the das to be able to function, and therefore even the eating you go into should be an eating that's thought through and recognizes what its purpose is. And that's Bracha Rishona helps you to with that idea. Yeah.